Hey everybody, this is Tony Snipes with ArtLessonsFromGod.com, and I have a special treat for everyone today. We have had the opportunity to participate at a live art event, and we actually recorded it. You'll see on the website, you'll see some video from it, but especially today, I did a recorded interview from that live art event. And the event was held at a local comic shop called Borderland Comics and Games. It's right here in the heart of Greenville, South Carolina. And the owner, Rob Young, hosted a local internet-based comics group for comic artists. And it's called the Brotherhood of Comic Artists. And especially, again, from the site, you'll see some video clips from that actual event. You'll see some of the great artists that I get a chance to fellowship with, so you'll see them on the video. But especially for today's podcast, I have had the opportunity in the past to interview this gentleman, but never before via podcast. The interview before was done by text on the blog, and many of you have seen that and read it. But this is an opportunity to hear his voice live and right on site at the event. His name is Mel Rivera, and he is an artist, minister, and ArtLessonsFromGod.com subscriber. And he is the person that actually is the founder of the Brotherhood of Comic Artists. So we're going to pick his brain a little bit, just find out what the Brotherhood is all about, why he launched that, and really what he has in mind as far as the vision with them going forward. But before we get into that interview, just have a couple of quick announcements. I want to remind everyone that we do have available still the Artist and Designer's Book of Tips. It's the latest book that I was blessed to be able to produce, and that book was actually made from the questions and some of the most popular blog posts that we had on the website. And many of you had said that you wanted to get a little bit more meat to some of those topics that were there. So I went ahead and put that book together, especially because of your request. So again, it is the Artist and Designer's Book of Tips. It's 12 practical tips and spiritual principles that you can use right away. Anything from how to set your artistic goals, 5 mistakes many artists make, to 3 benefits to artists and designers who are guided by God. So a lot of great stuff that's in there. And one last announcement I do want to make. Art Slam 2011 is here. Yes, Art Slam 2011 is going to be taking place. We will be doing 3 Art Slam events right here in the local area. And the first one will be kicking off this spring on May the 14th. So I'll be looking for some artists that want to participate. And especially I want to use this as an opportunity for those of you that come to the blog as a meetup for the Art Lessons from God subscribers. So we had a few of you that came from out of town and had a chance to meet all of us face to face. And we hope many more get to do that again. So stay tuned for that. Now, I'll go ahead and get out of the way so you can hear the great interview that we have recorded. So here we go with Mr. Mel Rivera, who is the founder of the Brotherhood of Comic Artists.
All right. Well, everybody, I am here with my brother and my friend, Mr. Mel Rivera. And Mel, we've talked about this for a while, but I really would like for you to just, you know, share with the audience, what was the vision? What led you to start the Brotherhood of Comic Book Artists?
Well, it's a long story, but I will try to give you the highlight.
Okay.
I have been trying to do artwork since 1989. I got a strip successfully published in 4 local papers, and my brother Frenchie back then said, hey, I want to do something with my characters, and so we decided to do a comic book based on one of his characters, which was The Bugged Out Adventures of Ralphie Roach. If anybody's old enough to know that comic title, I wrote the story with Frenchie's help. And Frenchie did the illustration. He did everything else pretty much.
Okay.
And so we had been on a lifelong journey to develop the comic books, to license products. And over the years, we kept on getting close and close and close. But we got notoriety, but not really the success that we were hoping for it to be. And so I think the last hurrah for me was in 2004. We had one more idea, which was Pygmalions.
Right.
And we said we were going to go to the New York licensing show, so we did websites, we We painted a basketball court. We did all this to raise the funds, and we ended up going to the New York 2004 New York licensing show.
Okay, so you guys didn't just keep this, you know, local. I mean, you reached out to the big guys.
And so I thought, well, here is the pinnacle. We should hear something. And Tony, I have to be honest, we really didn't hear any great breaking news on that.
Okay.
And so I waited from 2004 to 2005, and I kind of just said to myself, I'm tired. I have tried to do art. I have tried to do this. And I sold my table. I gave away my my art. I gave everything.
Wow, so you were really like throwing in the towel or like throwing in your pencils.
I just who done art? You know, it's taken all my time and never really yielded what I wanted. Hmm. And so I put it away. But what I put away was more than my art.
Wow.
I put away passion. Hmm. I put away joy. I put away so many things that I didn't know was connected to my art.
Hmm.
And so I hate to admit this, but I lived like that for about a year and a half.
Okay.
So it was about August of 2007 where God spoke to my heart and said, why did you give up drawing? And I said, he said, who told you to stop drawing? And I said, well, I did. And so he said, in my heart, of course, not like mowing, you know, bush thing, but in my heart and in my head. So he said, you need to draw. And then I said, well, what? I started arguing. I've done everything. And he didn't say anything. So, of course.
That was kind of like your burning bush, you know, conversation, though, you know? That's what it reminds me of, but go ahead.
So, I said, I think I'll try portrait drawing.
Okay.
I never did that. My dad actually was an oil painter. So it was in me. I just didn't know how deep it was in me.
Okay.
So I did my first portrait, gave it away. I gave it to the lady who was a friend of mine at work. I was so excited to give it to her. I gave it to her. And she just looked at it and said, okay. So here again, I walked away thinking, that was the shortest art career I ever had. And so I went up later to get a cup of coffee, and somebody stopped me at the coffee station and said, did you do that picture for so-and-so? And I said, yes, I did. Fantastic. Can you do something for me? I'll even pay you. Pay me for my art. So the portrait business took off, and I do. If you want to see my work, it's on MelRivera.com. And
folks, his work is phenomenal. You will see, it is phenomenal.
You can see some of the. Yeah, and so from there, a good friend of mine that I work with, Gerald Haynes, saw some of my earlier attempts at doing a comic strip. And he said, you know, you really need to try out the internet. And he was actually the one that persuaded me to do it. And so we did it. Again, I got together with Frenchie, and it was a project called Legal Aliens.
Yeah.
Hispanic space travelers.
I love it, too. It is crazy.
And so that was our first attempt in web comics. And while the site is waiting for Frenchie to recuperate, because Frenchie's had some surgery on his eyes, I've still kept it up. And if you go to the site, don'tarrestus.com, that's a good name for my novel site. Okay. You will see some of Frenchie's artwork in my artwork and my writing and his writing. It's a funny little strip. So from there, Gerald and I partner in thesmallfries.com, and it's a lot like the strip that I started way back when it was in the local papers.
Okay.
But it was different. It's kind of like a modern-day Little Rascal.
Okay.
If you're old enough to remember the Little Rascal.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a modern take on that. And actually, Gerald Haynes does a lot of the art and the writing. And I'm like the crazy idea man.
Okay.
I'll throw in and a lot of the characters I developed, but we both hung.
Okay.
It's a really great process.
And so a great joint effort that the two of you guys are doing with it. Great joint effort. Okay.
Yeah. And so then now just recently, in August of 2010, I started meeting artists who, like me, were discouraged, had lost their passion, very talented but not doing anything, mm-hmm. didn't know where to go. So it was funny because I kept on meeting time and time. People say, I'd say, hey, have you did that comic book? No, I've been trying to do that. Man, you've been trying for
10 years, yeah.
So I emailed everybody, and I had a conversation with one of the artists I knew, and he was just so broken and so discouraged. The kid has awesome talent. And in talking with him, he said that he could hear the passion in my voice, the seriousness. He saw my strips. He saw my artwork. He was just blown away. And I could see it was creating a hunger and a fire back in his eyes. And so then he said, man, you're just like a big brother to me. So that big brother kind of just stood in my head. So I emailed everybody and I said, I want to do a brotherhood of comic artists. And you were on my mailing list. Mm-hmm. And so we had a great time. Our first meeting, we had I pulled the impromptu Spider-Man contest. By the way, which Devin Smith with Evan Rivera in that. I'm not saying something. Yeah, and I gave away a vintage comic book. This was all impromptu. They didn't know. And they all walked away with, can we have more? Can we do this more?
So how was that first night? I mean, everybody was probably curious about, hey, what are we supposed to do?
Like money or talking about some timeshare.
And I said, no prepaid legal or nothing like that?
I said, dude, this is just for us. This is for you to show your current project, what are you doing with it, to learn different techniques, see what I'm good at, see what you're good at, trade art supplies that you don't have or that you buy, or just tips on whatever. I never had that without somebody trying to make me pay for lessons. Mm-hmm. Everything is free here that we do. And so I told them, because of the social media phenomenon, I said, I'm going to do a Facebook page. And actually, there was only like 10 or 11 of us that first night. And I put the Facebook page, and I'm telling you, God is my witness, I have not advertised the site, but it has grown. We got, and this may sound small, we've got 92 people on that without me even pushing nothing. They just find us. We got members in Hawaii.
Yeah, I was going to say, Mel, the initial intent was kind of like a local thing, but it's branched out far beyond the area, right?
Well, the wonderful thing, I did that just so that we can stay in contact between our monthly meetings.
Mm-hmm.
But I started challenging guys on the site with a weekly challenge. And Tony, you participated and done really good stuff. And so it's taking on its own life. Matter of fact, while we're here, I've challenged them to do sketch work for people who are asking for sketches here.
Okay.
So the people online are participating as well.
So every time they come here or every time they go online, they know that there's going to be some pushing of their talent to sharpen their skills.
Yeah. And I've had testimony from guys, and not even in the Christian sense testimony, but this guy saying, hey, I love the site. I'm drawing again. People ask me, what should I do with my... And it gives me an opening to their life, and I get to speak to them. I have a platform to speak to them. And I encourage them. And I'm a man of faith, so I always throw in some faith there, too. What I would like to see for the Brotherhood of Comic Artists Facebook page is to have chapters start in different states.
Okay.
And then have a national convention where I can meet every one of them. So that's pretty awesome.
That would be great. That would be great.
One of the things that we're going to do a project this year, we're excited, is we're going to have a website, a part of the Facebook page, and we are going to do a compilation comic book for all the artists that you see. Of the South Carolina artists that you see, Rob Joseph, Caleb Rivera, Max Rivera, myself, Gerald Haynes, we're all going to put together a book, and it'll be sold to that, and that page will serve as a launching point for everybody's IP project.
Okay.
I don't want to own anybody's IP, that's theirs. I'm just going to be a facilitator and watch it grow. And sleep good at it. That I am doing what I feel than Call of Duty.
That is great.
Just with the passion that I have in me for art. I thank my father, who is an oil painter, a photographic retoucher, and a tremendous artist in his own right. And I thank my grandfather, who supported his ministry with sculpting and drawing in Puerto Rico in the early days of the movement of Christ in the Caribbean.
Okay.
And so I've got a long line, and I hope you're proud. When I draw today, I feel a connection to those men. I hope I haven't talked so much.
This is good.
You can tell I can preach.
So, go ahead and preach it, brother.
If you're out there and you hear this podcast or watch this webcast, become a part of the brotherhood. We will challenge you to excellence. We will push you beyond whatever boundary you thought you could not go past. We will inspire you. I guarantee you, these guys inspire me.
Yeah.
The challenges are fun. They're creative. I'm a nut, so you just don't ever know what I'm going to come up with. So just that alone ought to pique your interest. So thank you for being a part of this and giving me the time to interview me.
Thanks, great. Thank you.
Hey, everyone. We hope you enjoyed that interview with Mr. Mel Rivera from the Brotherhood of Comic Artists. I thought it was kind of exciting, and that's why we threw in that high energy music because of the environment. And it was really exciting. We wanted you to get some of that excitement as well. Be sure to visit Mel's website at melrivera.com, where you'll see some of the great portrait art that he talked about in the interview. And we also want to thank Rob Young, who's the owner of the comic shop that hosted the event, and we were on site doing the interview. That's Rob Young, and he's the owner of Borderland Comics and Games. And you can check out his website at Borderlands, with an S, that's Borderlands, plural, .us. And you can also find the Brotherhood of Comic Artists on Facebook. Just do a search on Facebook there and find those guys. Thanks again for checking us out at ArtLessonsFromGod.com. We hope to see you next time.